I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Pam Bondi is somebody you see on Fox News quite a bit. Someone with great legal expertise, the former Attorney General of the great state of Florida. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pam, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, Dom. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And, you know, you're on our radar screen, but my wife, who doesn't follow this, said, why are they chasing this woman away, this mob, from seeing the Mr. Rogers documentary?
Because I support the President of the United States, that's why. But, and because Maxine Waters told everyone to go after all of us who supported our president.
And the irony, Pam, at a Mr. Rogers documentary to see that was shot. Well, you handled it beautifully, but it's still got to be difficult to live that way, that you can't even go out to a film around something like this.
Yeah, thank you. And it's funny, the only video they chose to release was after the fact, because the first three, we were walking into the theater and screaming in my face, spitting on me. Now, whether that was intentionally or he was just screaming so loud, I don't know. Blocking me from walking in the theater. There were three. I was accosted three times before all the police arrived. And, of course, that was the aftermath. But they looked and sounded ridiculous and actually committed assault. That was why they didn't choose to release those videos.
It is it is amazing, too. So you're a special advisor to the president now. I've been talking, and I get the downside of this, some Republicans not wanting a Senate trial if impeachment goes the way that it may here. What do you think about that? What would happen in a Senate trial when we actually had these people under oath?
Well, and Dom, that's why I think it's important to the president, because look at him. You know, I'm a career prosecutor. My entire adult life I've been a prosecutor. And he's innocent. He did nothing wrong. And they've had this sham of a proceeding in the House, despite, I'm watching Matt Gaetz now, despite what Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, all the other great congressmen are trying to do to fight back. You know, the Nadler show up there is ridiculous, and the president has not, say he's been treated unfairly is an understatement. They've treated him horribly. Any American should be outraged by this political witch hunt. And so, you know, and frankly, it's going to be a close call, I think, with these Democratic votes to get it out of the House, because, you know, they are not even alleging a crime, because there's no crime committed. You know, we can go over and over and over again, but read the transcript. That's all. Those three words say everything. Yet the Democrats didn't even introduce the transcript into evidence. So that's a very long answer to your question.
No, but it is, too. And look, we know they got off bribery for obvious reasons. They focus grouped.
No,
they tried that. There's no bribery here. There's none of that. And, you know, as a prosecutor, you don't go into court unless it's a stunt with some vague charge of abuse of power. That sounds
exactly
big, but it's a vague. I didn't graduate law school. You're the full deal. I dropped out to do this. But I know that you don't go in with something like that. And obstruction of Congress, Pam, is only due to the fact that other presidents have done this. The courts then decide whether someone has to testify, and that's what the president asked for.
Right, and obstructing Congress, that sounds a lot different than it is. Right, these people, executive privilege, you know, separation of powers, and they wanted the court to decide. And what did the majority in the House say? Oh, no, if you do that, you're obstructing Congress. You can't take this to court. You can't let a court decide.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you should testify or not. I mean, it's, the whole thing is unbelievable. And, you know, abuse of power has two elements. It's done for a personal or political benefit while either ignoring or harming national debt. What, national interest, excuse me. What is that? What in the world is that? So if that's the standard, what about what President Obama did with climate change? Open borders. Any of that could be abuse of power. Ignoring the national interest. It's so absurd. It's so obscure. And it's not a crime. But he didn't do anything wrong.
Now, what did you think? Our buddy Andy McCarthy broke it down well of Horowitz. And you're a career prosecutor, as you said, that when you get to this point about bias in this, you probably are not going to have a document, and the person, the defendant, is not going to admit they're biased. So you have to use a common sense of the totality of the text messages and everything else to know that there was deep political bias here.
Strzok and Page hated the president of the United States, despised him. They were all out to get him. And that's demonstrated by, you know, you've got Comey all the way down. When you've got a lawyer for the FBI, and, you know, I was reading this right when it came out. I'm sitting there reading it, and I should have been really excited for the president. I mean, it just was a complete exoneration. But I was sick to my stomach for our country that the FBI, certain members of the FBI, not only behaved that way, but committed crimes. I mean, it is a crime. They forged a document. They changed a document to obtain a warrant to spy on Donald Trump and the campaign. It's unbelievable to me. You know, as a prosecutor, I obtained many, many, many warrants in my career against murderers, against drug dealers. And, I mean, that's the most serious thing you can really do is spy on someone.
Sure, absolutely.
And it's such a high standard. So to get there, they had to continuously lie. They left out exculpatory evidence. And they changed documents. I mean, people are going to go to prison over this. Mark my words.
Well, Pam, you know it as a prosecutor, and I think we know it, too. And you can explain it day to day. Sure, prosecutors may not like it when something puts a fly in their ointment of a case they've developed. But if you withhold this exculpatory evidence, that is not just your reputation. It is criminal.
It's criminal. And you know, that's all going, you know, Horowitz did a report. He's the inspector general. But now it's with Durham. And Durham is a prosecutor. It's an investigation. He's going to have a lot more evidence he's going to be able to look at. And that's all going to play out down the road. But I think I trust Durham to do a very thorough investigation. And you know, what happened with this FISA warrant should never happen in our country, ever, to anyone ever again. And if they're doing it at the highest levels of our government, my gosh, can you imagine what's happening and lying to a court repeatedly? It's got to stop. And it's a shame for all the great men and women of the FBI who are out there every single day risking their lives for us.
I'm glad you said that. That's exactly right. Hey, Pam, thank you very much. And again, love the way you handled the Mr. Rogers. And hopefully we'll talk with you many times as special advisor to the president.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You, Pam. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, Pam, very much. Pam Bondi here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.